Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The mother of a dead baby found floating in the Mississippi River in Winona in 2011 will spend 2 years on probation. Prosecutors say 44-year-old Jennifer Bakely pleaded guilty to interference with a dead body this morning, and two counts of manslaughter were dismissed as part of the plea agreement. Bakely admitted to concealing her baby's death and dropped the baby into the water in a bag with angel figurines. Investigators used forensic genealogy to identify Bakely as the baby's biological mother last April. The Minnesota Senate has passed a finance bill that adds more money to higher education and the fight against fraud. Republican Eric Pratt of Prior Lake was against it, saying it costs too much.
Spending $1 billion more and taxing Minnesotans more, and that's not making life more affordable.
DFL author Senator John Marty says the bill is like an investment in Minnesota.
I say this bill does appropriate more money, $52 million to help higher education students, to keep our commitment to them. It does spend some more money because these are urgent needs for Minnesotans who are hurting this year.
The bill also includes expanding the AG's office with more investigators and prosecutors to fight fraud. Fishing isn't just a pastime in Minnesota, it's a major economic driver, supporting thousands of jobs and bringing in millions of dollars each year to communities across the state. DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman.
One of the things I love about Fishing Opener is you can really see the activity that it generates in communities all across the state. No matter where you are in Minnesota, you will see welcome angler signs on businesses. You will see people out and about towing boats, launching boats, walking around with their fishing rods and their gear and their trucks.
Saturday is Minnesota's Fishing Opener. In other headlines, the statewide average for regular unleaded gas is up to about $4.16 a gallon. AAA Minnesota's Brenna Knapp says this is the highest price in 4 years.
The last time we saw a big price surge like this was in 2022 from the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And this conflict is no different in that it's bringing up our prices. The oil market has been impacted, which means that our prices are here at the pump are going to be impacted.
The Hermantown City Council is delaying a vote on a proposed tax break for a Google data center. Leaders decided to push back the controversial plan for the $2 billion project. The proposal includes more than $33 million in tax breaks over 28 years. City officials say they need more time to weigh potential economic benefits against concerns about environmental impact and changes to the rural community. And an Itasca County Sheriff's deputy is out of the hospital after being shot Monday in northern Minnesota. This is MNN.